been cheating on, cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life. And all this suffering. Oh Christ, am I good for nothing? Baby, I know death probably hasn't happened yet, 'cause I don't remember living life before this. And darling, our disease is the same one as the trees, unaware that they've been living in the forest. Cheating on me, I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me, but I've been cheating through this life. And all this suffering. Oh Christ, am I good for nothing? This life and all its suffering. Oh Christ.
Now there's something coming through here that softly reminds me. Tonight I'll park out on the hill and wait until they find me. You're slipping through the ether, a voice is coming through. So keep me in your heart tonight and I'll save my love for you. So turn up your radio and darling, river.
safe. It took me 30 years and now I feel right. How did we get this way? We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
Let the bygones be. but my feet still hold her still.
Knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it.
You don't know what.
Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Komen and the Ad Council.
Hot dogs. just might expire. Though they play hard to get, I know they'll call again. Come tomorrow, come tomorrow. Think of a time I wanted anything more than to calmly discuss politics on the phone with a stranger, with a stranger.
Hello? Hello? I'm sorry, I think there's something wrong with my headset. Just 1 minute. There, now I can hear you. By the way, this call is being recorded. I'm calling from a company that you've never interacted with based on the assumption that you are on the hunt for new health insurance or something else you aren't interested in. So sit through the rest of this message in the hope that there will be a button you can press that'll put you on the Do Not Call list, which totally exists.
I love unsolicited phone calls, though I'm worried that I've answered my last. For Greenpeace just gave me a phone call and something inside of me snapped.
WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Well, I almost forgot about the time when we were kids, a particular summer, and the things that we did. We waited and waited for all the time it took for some things that we got from the back pages of an old comic book. It was 1962, believe it or not, and things still moved so slow. It was a genuine Dick Tracy wristwatch radio. We had so much fun, we all tried it on, but halfway through the day, got flushed down the john. We cried and we ranted, and it didn't make sense. But about half an hour later, we were sitting, laughing, eating popsicles out on the back fence. You can lose your wallet. You can lose your gold. But don't ever a memory. It's the only thing you can ever really own. Well, Robbie got a girl knocked up, but they wouldn't let her be his wife. They sent him off somewhere to have the baby. They wouldn't let them wreck their life. Robbie became a drunk to smother all the things he felt. He came home from junior high school one day and hung himself with his karate belt. The girl got married and she works in a shoe store. Sometimes I see her, and I wonder if she thinks of him anymore. You can lose your baby. You can lose your soul. But don't ever lose a memory. It's the only thing you can ever really own. Once I had a girlfriend, right back at the start. She took all my love, and she broke my heart. Well, I can't get her back now, though she wants to be with me. See, she's not the same girlfriend that she once used to be. She calls me late at night, when she's so all alone, driving blindly into the path that we once used to own. You can lose your wallet. You can lose your soul. But don't ever lose a memory. It's the only thing you can never. You can
down. in the